A potentially key piece of evidence has been put in doubt after a judge found Prince George RCMP failed to provide a man accused of setting a deadly fire timely access to a lawyer. In a decision issued Wednesday, BC Supreme Court Justice Margot Fleming found police imposed an unneeded delay in giving Justin Kyle Astor an opportunity to speak to a lawyer when he was arrested on September 16, 2020, violating his rights under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in the process. However, whether the delay was enough to bring the administration of justice into disrepute is still to be determined. Crown and defense counsels will provide arguments on that aspect at a later date. Fleming issued a similar decision last month regarding the initial detention and arrest of Astor on July 11, 2020, 3 days after a fire ripped through the east end of the Econo Lodge Motel on 9th Avenue at Victoria Street. 3 people were killed in the blaze. However, both Crown and defense counsels confirmed Wednesday that in a subsequent decision, Fleming ruled a statement Astor gave to police on that day was nonetheless admissible. At the time, Astor admitted he had passed through the Econo Lodge at about the time the fire had erupted but denied he had set the blaze, believed to have been ignited in a pile of carpeting and underlay that had been left under a stairwell while a renovation was being carried out. Astor was not charged following his July 2020 arrest and was let go the next day. But he remained a suspect and, on September 16, 2020, he was picked up once again and this time charged with 3 counts of criminal negligence causing death and 1 count each of arson in relation to an inhabited property and arson damaging property. Although RCMP began planning the arrest of Astor some 3 days before the apprehension, Fleming found RCMP never discussed how to afford him the first reasonable opportunity to contact a lawyer. Recounting testimony provided during a voir dire, or trial within a trial, on the matter, Fleming found RCMP should have given Astor access to a cell phone in the minutes following the apprehension rather than wait until the booking process had been completed at the detachment. RCMP had tracked Astor down to the Moccasin Flats encampment in the light industrial area east of the city's downtown. Police placed him in an unmarked RCMP vehicle and initially opted to wait for a marked vehicle with tighter and more secure confines in the back, to take him to the detachment but, after a few minutes, decided to transport him in the unmarked vehicle. Defense counsel Jason LeBlond had argued that Astor should have been provided a cell phone at the scene of the arrest and Fleming agreed. In answer to concern raised by Crown that keeping Astor in Moccasin Flats any longer than necessary could have posed a safety hazard, Fleming said police could simply have driven him a short distance to a spot outside the encampment and let him make a call there. Fleming also disagreed with a contention that even with the windows rolled up, police could have eavesdropped on the conversation between the two if Astor was able to reach LeBlond while still in the RCMP vehicle, noting Astor speaks with a soft voice. Noting Astor was wearing only shorts, a t-shirt and flip-flops at the time of his arrest, Fleming found he did not pose a risk serious enough for a full search prior to giving him a chance to call a lawyer. Police should have at least considered reprioritizing the process used to deal with Astor, the judge found. The judge found police delayed Astor's initial chance to reach counsel by at least 10 minutes and by a further 13 minutes at the detachment when an officer missed a call back from LeBlond after a first attempt to reach him had gone unanswered. Fleming did find that a statement Astor subsequently gave to RCMP was voluntary but could still be ruled inadmissible as a result of the concern over timely access to counsel. Presented by police with video and photos allegedly showing him passing through the scene, like he did in July 2020, Astor once again denied setting the fire and maintained he was only looking for cigarette butts. The trial is scheduled to resume on May 15.